Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The PropCast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WYNNBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Check out the new PropSwap.com and use promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. We're also brought to you by Prediction Strike. Prediction Strike is the only performance-based sports stock market where you can buy and sell shares of professional athletes. Use promo code SGP and Prop to receive free athlete share with your first deposit of $20 or more. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and podcasts.
And taking the shot, the ground down, failed. He missed the catch, and he gets in for the touchdown. The catch is made by Calvin Ridley.
Wilson, as he throws.
Welcome, everyone, into the PropCast. I'm starting to do two PropCasts for NBA and NFL, so I'm getting my scheduling confused, but the NFL. Week 7 Thursday night edition PropCast. It is currently 12:30 on the Central Time Zone, 10:30 on the West Coast. Joining me tonight, or this afternoon, I should say, to break down the Thursday night player props, the host of the Fantasy Football Podcast, the man that does it all on SGPN, one of the hardest working men on SGPN. It's Rod Villagomez. Rod, how you doing this morning, buddy?
I am wonderful. We are one day away from Thursday night football. I'm not quite sure how excited we can be about this, but, hey, listen, this PropCast is supposed to just help people to find something to root for in this game.
Outside of the game, right? And I think that, I think this was also, last time I had you on, I got a lot of great feedback from our listeners and people. And I was like, yeah, I want to work Rod into the rotation. So Rod's going to be a freaking guest on the PropCast, the NFL edition. So, thank you so much for joining me again, man.
Absolutely, man. I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, there's some props in here that'll hopefully make it a little bit easier to stomach this game and to cheer for everything that's going on.
Yeah. Especially with all the injuries that we've talked about or over this, that's kind of transpired over the past week for the Cleveland Browns. Let's just dive right into at least the Cleveland Brown side of things. And I think, we talked about last time, it's just a great collaboration between what your podcast does between the fantasy football stuff and then with the props that we, talk about on this feed and this show. So let's start with, I guess we can start with the running back situation first. I know we got some breaking news this morning about Baker Mayfield being out, but Rod, talk to me about this running back situation right now with Kareem Hunt now possibly being out for a few weeks here. Nick Chubb not going to be healthy enough to start. So who's kind of the backup or the running back by committee, I guess, that you're going to be going with, or the Browns are going to be going with, I should say, in this Thursday night game against the Denver Broncos defense?
So we're all aboard the Ernest Johnson train, man. Hello, world champion Orlando Apollos. Their leading running back, Ernest Johnson. He's the guy that's going to get the carries, because I know that Demetric Felton, obviously the rookie in there, is a big name, but unfortunately, Demetric has not had a single carry this season. He's had 8 catches, but no carries. It's such a weird stat. But he has not gotten a single carry. Now, D'Ernest Johnson, on the other hand, we know last season came in a couple of spot relief appearances, and he got some of the work. I mean, in fact, he had really one big game in that season last season where he had, was it over 90 yards rushing in that game? Mm-hmm. So we know that D'Ernest Johnson can do it. The fact of the matter is that he just hasn't been able to get on the field to do it because of guys like Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb. Well, neither one of them are there. So I would expect D'Ernest Johnson to get the actual carries in this game. And of course, we're going to see Demetri Felton get his first NFL carry for sure. We know that they love the running back by committee over there in Cleveland anyways. So what better way to get the rookie his first carries than in a situation like this? So, you know, but I think the bulk of the work is going to go to D'Ernest Johnson, and, you know, there's going to be drop off. Can't argue that, but hopefully it won't be as much.
Yeah, I think that, you know, we talked about with obviously the injuries now to Kareem Hunt and then Nick Chubb, that's not, both of them are going to be out for this game. That's pretty much been the bread and butter for the Cleveland Browns. And like you just mentioned right now, that they like running the ball, whether it's by running back by committee. I think Johnson's going to be more featured tomorrow night, obviously, with the two injuries. And with Felton, he'll probably get some snap counts also. But I think that this might probably will be the Johnson show. Not only that, that their running backs are out. We got news this morning. Now Baker Mayfield's going to be out with a shoulder injury. And I was pretty confident that he was probably not going to be playing in this game just because of the way he landed on that shoulder on Sunday against the Arizona Cardinals. Not even that, but before the game or throughout that week, he was, you know, dealing with a shoulder injury. So I guess, you know, I don't think Mayfield's a great fantasy player, I can say. And I think that when we talk about player props also, that he's a great player to look at unders for player props. But I guess Case Keenum kind of steps in from a betting perspective. And then also, I guess we can tie in the fantasy, the props perspective. Do you expect the Browns to be, I mean, where do you go with this offense? Do you trust Case Keenum to throw it? I know he's a veteran guy. He was with Minnesota. He's been around the league with multiple teams. What do you think kind of the game plan is going to be for Kevin Stefanski and this offense now for the Cleveland Browns?
Well, not every journeyman is a Ryan Fitzpatrick. I mean, not every journeyman quarterback can provide the type of excitement that Fitzpatrick did when he got on the field. And Case Keenum is a far cry from a Ryan Fitzpatrick, and he's a backup, a perennial backup for a reason. I mean, you know, when you put the ball in his hand to be a starting quarterback, obviously he's proven that that's not his forte.
Right.
So I think what the Browns are going to have to do in this situation is lean a little more on their backup running backs to help get them through. And I don't know that that Houston's not going to just try to bum rush Case Keenum. Mm-hmm. Houston.
Denver.
He was with Houston.
Yeah.
Denver is going journeyman. To try. I'm telling you. But wasn't Keenum with Denver too for a hot second? I don't know.
He probably was. He was with Minnesota. He's been around, man.
He's been around.
Yeah.
But I think Denver's going to bring the heat. I think Denver's going to try to throw everything they have at him and to knock him off of his game. So from a props perspective, there's probably a reason why there's not very many receiving props for any of the Cleveland receivers at this point. So I think we've already seen what we're going to get out of Case Keenum, and it's not going to be an entertaining game by and large. So, I mean, again, this is just a kind of bite your tongue and hold your breath type of thing until it's over. And for Case Keenum, I don't know that you can rely on him to do much of anything short of just the pedestrian stuff that we've seen him do in the past. This isn't going to be a huge passing Thursday night game.
Yeah, and just as we're talking, I just wanted to make sure, I know before we got on here that I did not see any props for Case Keenum, but now I do see some numbers dropping for him. His pass yardage is at 220.5 for this game. Passing touchdowns over 1.5 is juiced at +145. Interceptions, I don't see anything there, but we're slowly starting to see some props come in for Case Keenum. I think I kind of liked it. We'll get into the props a little bit, and, you know, we can just talk about it as we go, because, you know, we were talking offline that there might not be many opportunities with his Cleveland offense just because Case Keenum's going to be starting. But Yeah, Rod, I agree with everything you said. Again, you know, bringing in that perspective of the fantasy thing, I think it's used for player props, and it really connects to it very well. Let's do this. Let's take a quick break here. We'll get back into some more of this game and the matchups here, and then we'll get into our player props for this Thursday night game between the Cleveland Browns and the Denver Broncos. Ready to win money and boost your odds? WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. We're bringing the excitement of Wynn Las Vegas to online sports betting and casino play. Exclusive rewards right at your fingertips. Get in on all your favorite teams, players, and sports from NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, golf, MMA, WNBA, college football, and more. WynnBET has some brand new bonuses. New users can bet $1 and win $100 on any sport. Plus, you can get up to $1,500 as a free bet on WynnBET if you make a first deposit of $20 or more. Whatever you wager first is, WynnBET will match it up to $200. For example, if you bet $100, you'll get a free $200 bet. Great promos, odds, and payouts are happening right now at WynnBET. From boosted parlays to live in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Ready to play? Sign up today to receive a special offer, risk-free $1,000 sports bet. Bet big, win bigger with WynnBET. Download the WynnBET app now or visit wynnbet.com. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. The MLB playoffs are in full swing, and PropSwap is your home for the best World Series futures. All season long, PropSwappers have been finding the best odds in the country because you're buying directly from other bettors like yourself. Use your promo code SGP on your first deposit, and PropSwap will double it up to $500. Double the cash means double the odds. If you love sports betting, you need to be using PropSwap. Every ticket purchased on PropSwap can be resold at any time. So your bet doesn't need to win in order to make money. It just needs to improve. Thousands of bettors across the country are shopping for tickets on PropSwap every day. Get started today by going to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app. PropSwap is where America buys and sells sports bets. All right, Rod, coming off of this break, let's get into some of these player props. I will give you the floor. Let's go with your first one. What do we got here?
Now, I know that we said that Case Keenum was not going to be anything spectacular. And look, Teddy Bridgewater's probably not going to be that spectacular either. But one thing I think he does have the capability of doing, and that's throwing at least two touchdown passes in this game. So okay. My first prop is Teddy Bridgewater over 1.5 passing touchdowns. It's not super fancy like the one before. I'm hitting a bunt here just to get us started. But it's at plus 120. I mean, it's plus money. And really, I get that on the surface, it's probably a little scary to take Bridgewater, especially with his foot being injured, right? You might not think that his capability to throw touchdown passes is there. But look, both running backs, like I said, like we talked about in the opening of the show, they're injured, right? I mean, so who knows what this running game is going to look like? Bridgewater may have to throw the ball quite a bit if they want to move the ball. So, you know, that's going to at least give us another couple opportunities for red zone opportunities, right? Because we don't have Nick Chubb, we don't have Kareem Hunt to try to carry the ball out from the 10, the 15, the 20. So that puts the ball in Bridgewater's hands. So a couple of more opportunities for maybe Noah Fant to get into the end zone. Of course, he's banged up too, but who knows? And so he's passed for at least two touchdowns in the last two games. So it's not something that he hasn't done before. And in this instance, the Cleveland defense has actually allowed multiple touchdowns in 4 out of 6 games. So again, all of the factors are there for this to cash, and at plus money, like you like to say, this is definitely something I think I'd stake a couple of units on. And look, he could get Jerry Jeudy back. I haven't seen any news, that counted him out yet, but everything keeps saying Jerry Jeudy could return. So that may be another weapon for Bridgewater to throw a touchdown pass to.
Hey, I thought I saw last week that they activated him off the IR, but we're not sure that he will be starting in this game. Probably give him another week just because it is a short week, but hey, you never know. I mean, I think that, you know, like you with the injuries, both of these teams are battling, especially at the offensive side of the ball for each team. Who knows if he's ready to go, he could probably be in there. And like you mentioned, that gives him another opportunity or another weapon in this offensive passing game. And, you know, Jerry Jeudy looked good before the injury happened this season. But, yeah, at plus money at over 1.5, I mean, if we take a look at the quarterbacks that they have faced, I mean, Tyrod Taylor left the game. He already had one passing touchdown. Justin Fields was that first start against the Browns where the game plan was absolutely atrocious. That Kirk Cousins game was, I think that it was tricky, but then they had their first drive where Kirk Cousins passed for a passing touchdown and then nothing after that. But then if we take a look at the three losses, the Chiefs, the Chargers, and the Cardinals for the Browns and their opposition, they gave up two or more to each of those quarterbacks. And Teddy Bridgewater, with the weapons that they have on this offense, more than capable of getting over 1.5 passing touchdowns at plus money. I would love that bet, especially it being at what, plus 120, like you mentioned. So Teddy Bridgewater over 1.5 touchdown passes for Rod there. For my first one, I'm going to go over to Javonte Williams, over 46.5 rushing yards for him. You look, I know that the Browns have one of the best best rush defenses in the league. But if we kind of take a look at their schedule of running backs that they face so far, it's not that impressive. They had Clyde Edwards-Helaire in week one. Then they had the running back by committee for the Houston Texans. David Montgomery is probably the only good one, the healthy one that they have faced. They did face Dalvin Cook, but I think that was the game where he kind of came back with an injury, and I think that he was still battling that injury. The Chargers in week five, they allowed 5 yards per carry, and last week against the Cardinals, the running backs, especially, they had 20 carries and 117 yards between, I believe, James Conner, and I forgot who the other running back was that they
had. Chase Edmonds.
Yeah, Chase Edmonds. There you go. So those two guys combined for 117. Look, Javonte Williams has exceeded this 46.5 rushing yards in 4 of the 6 games so far this season. In fact, he's done it in 3 straight games, and he's averaging 4.6 yards per carry. So I think this is a opportunity, and I know that they're also going running back by committee between him and Melvin Gordon, but I think that the upside I like better for Javonte Williams, and for this number to be at 46.5, I think that if we're expecting an ugly game, I really like this number to get over 46.5 for Javonte Williams.
Well, a couple of things can happen in this game. And one is that it's a tight game, right? A tight, low scoring game. And both running backs are going to be involved anyways, or all four, I guess, if we're going to really be honest with everybody. And then all four running backs become a thing, or Denver could get up huge early. And then it is just salting it away with Javonte Williams and Melvin Gordon. So, I mean, the fact that it's that low at 44?
46.5.
46.5. I mean, yeah, he's done that almost every game other than, well, he's done it. He hasn't done it 2 times in his career so far.
3 straight so far, at least in this season. So, I think that he had one last week. I was watching this game where he kind of broke it out down the right sideline and had a huge game. I think it was like 33 yards. But, yeah, definitely flew over this number. And I think that there's probably going to be a more of a commitment to the running game here for the Denver Broncos. Let's go to your next one, Rod. What do you got?
Well, I'm going to go right back with you on Javonte Williams, but I'm going to go I have him over 65.5 and receiving yards. So rush and receiving yards over 65.5. So if we're going to go on your over 44, then all you got to tack on is another, 21 to make it there. And I mean, look, it's not as if he hasn't done it before. He didn't do it last week, but I think he's going to get more rushing yards than the 44. And really, if you think about it, he's hit this prop 3 times this season, and he's done it in the last 2 games in a row. So he's building momentum toward it. This seems like a very low number, 65.5 for both rushing and receiving yards. It's at -115 right now. So, I mean, it's not, you know, it's not plus money, but it's definitely not super juiced. It's just a touch over.
So, yeah, just barely a touch over. I mean, -115. That's not bad. I think that we're both thinking that it's probably a Javonte Williams a game. And I saw, you know, I was looking at that number also. So, you know, if he gets 68 rushing yards, hey, we're both going to cash this prop bet for the both of us. But I think that he's also been involved in the passing game here, Rod. I think that he's had, 3 straight games, or at least 3 receptions, I believe.
Absolutely. All 3 of his targets.
And he's also getting targeted. So You know, I know, especially when they were doing the previews for this season, I think both Kramer and Sean were really high on Javonte Williams. And, you know, over this past couple of weeks, at least, that he's really been performing well for this offense for the Denver Broncos. So I really like that you said that you also like him to have a big yardage game. So that just makes me feel a whole lot better about my first bet. For my second one, I'm going to go Noah Fant. I'm going to take the under 40.5 receiving yards for him. Listen, I think that this Browns defense is doing really well against tight ends all season long. They're allowing only 2.7 receptions and 30.5 receiving yards to tight ends. The Browns have allowed only one tight end to exceed this number, and I believe it was Travis Kelce in week one who had 76. And I think that's even a bad game, quote unquote, you can say, for Travis Kelce, who's a guy that target monster, yardage monster, you know, he gets a TD. So I think that they've done a pretty good job of limiting opposing tight ends throughout the season so far. So I like this to go under here. No offense. I think you also mentioned that he is battling an injury also. Did you say, Rod?
Yeah, he had the questionable tag. I mean, they think he's going to go, obviously, but that's what they always say. So, but he's still battling a questionable tag.
Yeah, so I think that even if he does go, that injury might even limit him. So even if he gets one snap or a couple snaps and he's like, oh, I can't go, I think we still be able to catch this under 40.5 for Noah Fant.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's done this three times. He's gone over three times, but by and large, it hasn't looked like a good Noah Fant year, really. I mean, the last game, notwithstanding, where he had 97 yards and a touchdown, but that was against the Raiders. So, you know, you got a tough defense in Pittsburgh that he only caught for 20 yards. You know, what another, he didn't even catch but 15 against the Jets.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking, you know, and Jacksonville, these are bad teams,
right?
33 yards. So if you're going to think that the other receivers are about to get more play than a banged up Noah Fant, you might be right. Now, look, last season against the Browns, he did catch 115 yards and a touchdown on three catches, in 2019 when they last met, but this is a much different Denver offense than we're talking about in 2019. So, I think you're right. I think that might have an opportunity to hit the under there. Because again, this could be an opportunity where, like we said, Denver gets up early and there's just no reason to throw.
Yeah.
I mean, in the pecking order, Noah Fant is there. But if he can't really go at full bore, then you could be looking at an under for sure.
Yeah. And then Tim Patrick, you still have, and then you have Cortland Sutton, who's also, you know, getting a lot of targets for the Denver Broncos. Again, we don't know about Jerry Jeudy, that if he's able to go in this game, that might even, you know, have a better effect, I guess you can say, on my prop here for Noah Fant. It's certainly a little stretch, I think, believe, but I like just the way the defense has been playing for the Browns against these tight ends. Let's go to your next one, Rod. What do you got? I know you said you had a nice D-gen one for the people.
Yeah, I'll give you the D-gen one, and then we'll go, because I have a Tim Patrick one as well, but okay, here's the DJ one.
Yeah.
The DJ one is DJ, D-gen. D'Ernest Johnson, anytime TD plus 110. And if you really want to get froggy, the first score is at plus 700. So,
okay.
Again, it's D'Ernest Johnson. Anything can happen. And if you really want an opportunity to cheer loudly for the former AAF superstar, put some money on him to score a touchdown, at any time. But for me at plus 700, I think it's worth the speculation. I mean, the Browns get the ball first, or the Broncos get the ball first, march down the field a little bit and give D'Ernest Johnson a 5-yard carry out for his first career NFL touchdown. I mean, he had what, 6 in the AAF, and he was one of the league leaders. So, feed the rock to the AAF. I want to see.
I think that I really do like that, because the Browns are going to be starting Case Keenum in this game, right? And I think that in this first drive, that it's not going to be, hey, let's let Case Keenum sling the ball all over the field. That's not going to happen. So I think that there's going to be opportunities that maybe a play action that you get it to one of your receivers. Okay, they get chunk yard plays. But once you get into the red zone, definitely don't want Case Keenum making mistakes that you, hand the ball off to Johnson, that he's able to get a touchdown for you. Necessarily doesn't have to be the first one. Oh, yeah, we would love if it's if he is the first one at 7-1. But even getting plus odds at any time touchdown, I think that's absolutely fantastic value for a guy that, like we said, probably will be getting most of the carries, if not all the carries, for this Browns team with the two injuries to Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. Those are the two I had. I know that some of the Case Keenum's one just dropped, so I'll throw this out there, but definitely I will be putting an article out on sportsgamblingpodcast.com for player props. I'll give you this. I'll go under 19.5 pass completions for Case Keenum. I think that, or actually, let's do this. Let's go under 31.5 pass attempts for Case Keenum. I just don't think that Kevin Stefanski is going to one out and come out and sling the ball all over the field. The only caveat for me on this is, and I'm, you know, handicapping this as we talk because the player props just dropped, is that if the Broncos do get up early, if it's a double digit lead for them, that he will probably have to pass the ball a little more. But I just think that early on in this game, we might see a lot of see a lot of Johnson for this Browns offense. So I think that under 31.5 pass attempts for Case Keenum, it is juiced at -130, but I don't even remember a time where even Baker Mayfield gets this many pass attempts in a game. It's more predicated on their running game for this offense. So for my third one, I will go under on the Case Keenum 31.5. Any thoughts on that, Rod? I know it's a little raw because the player props just dropped for Keenum.
Yeah, I mean, that seems about right. You got to figure that, again, this is not going to be a high-flying, action-filled game. This is just probably going to be one of those nitty-gritty, get-through-it type of situations. Yeah. And I would be surprised if we saw him with at least 25 to 26 attempts. You know, this we're not asking Case Keenum to be, I don't know, even Patrick Mahomes at that point, where, you know, yeah, throwing the ball a ton of times. I honestly, any prop with Keenum, in fact, I'm looking right now, the over under on his touchdowns set at 1.5. In this case, I would probably take the under. Okay. On this one, and it's at +145, so plus money on the under Case Keenum 1.5 touchdowns. He's not a barn burner, and I don't think this is going to be a barn burning game. He doesn't necessarily, I mean, Odell Beckham is still questionable, right? I mean, I don't think he's going to go either.
No.
So who's he going to throw the ball to? Hooper? Which I think Landry, Hooper's banged up too.
Yeah, I mean, like, so many injuries in this game. I think this might just end like a 3-0 game, but which would be good for all the unders. Yeah, so I think that, yeah, like you said, I don't think Kevin Stefanski is going to have Case Keenum coming out on the field and just slinging the ball all over the field unless they get down 2 touchdowns. So I think they're still going to, and again, what we talked about with the Browns, it's all predicated on their running game. So we'll see what happens with Case Keenum tomorrow night. Rod, you said you had one more for a Tim Patrick prop.
I do. But hold on, let me clarify. I said the under was at +145. No, the under is at -195. Negative 195. So that is juiced to all get out. But I mean, it's gonna hit, right? So
yeah.
All right. So I have one last one. It's a Tim Patrick prop, and it's Tim Patrick over 45.5 receiving yards. It's at -115. I know that he's only done it once this season, and look at the game script, like we said, could be all over the place. But you know, he's been very close in the times that he hasn't gone over this prop. And literally, if he only caught like one more pass, he'd be over the mark. So, you know, we're talking one more reception would have gotten him there of his targets. He did drop a couple in those games, and if he caught one of them, he'd have been over this mark. And I feel like 44.5 is a conservative over under on this one, especially since he's actually been trending upwards the last couple of games. And Tim Patrick might even be a good bye week fill-in if he's still out there on the waiver wire for you as well. But yeah, I mean, I feel like this is a good enough game as any to get him 45 yards in receiving, especially with everybody on God's green earth. Again, like we said, both running backs are beat up.
Yes.
Yeah. Or, you know, even still, they might not be beat up, but their Broncos running backs may not be beat up yet.
Yeah.
But hold your breath.
Hold your breath. The Thursday night, we may see some more injuries transpire. Hopefully it's not Javonte Williams, because we both have player props on him. But, you know, obviously, you know, we're just kidding here. We don't wish for injuries on anybody, but it's just part of the game on any sport, right? Football, basketball,
but I will say, Munaf,
go ahead.
Yeah. No, I will say that Melvin Gordon came in with a questionable tag again, too.
Okay.
I mean, now I get it. He's played with that questionable tag for the last couple of weeks. But, you know, again, he's not a young man anymore. And this could very well play into a Javonte Williams type of a game, too. And again, another couple of attempts through the air for Teddy Bridgewater to give Tim Patrick that opportunity for 45 yards.
Yeah. Now, especially that we talked about with Noah Fant being having that questionable tag also because he's battling an injury also. So that they kind of opens it up for Courtland Sutton and also your guy, Tim Patrick here. So both, I think Rod and I are expecting an ugly game, which probably means it's going to turn into a shootout, but who knows? We'll see what happens there. But yeah, I mean, not the greatest game, especially with all the injuries to the Cleveland Browns and a lot of questionable tags. So definitely make sure to check the injury reports for both of these teams going into tomorrow night. For the Thursday night game between the Denver Broncos and the Cleveland Browns, Keeps offers a simple, stress-free way to keep your hair. Convenient virtual doctor consultations and medications delivered straight to your door every 3 months. You don't have to leave your home. Low-cost treatments start at just $10 per month, and Keeps offers generic versions, discreet packaging, and proven results. Keeps has more 5-star reviews than any of its competitors. Prevention is the key. Treatments can take 4 to 6 months to see results, so act fast. If you're ready to take action and prevent hair loss, go to keeps.com/SGP to receive your first month of treatment for free. That's keeps.com/SGP to get your first month free. keeps.com/SGP. Do you wish you could have had stock in a guy like Patrick Mahomes or Christian McCaffrey? Well, now, Prediction Strike makes that a real possibility. Prediction Strike is the only performance-based sports stock market where you can buy and sell shares of professional athletes as if they were stocks. It's like Robin Hood and DraftKings had a baby. Prediction Strike lets fans create portfolios of their favorite athletes so they can make money and get even closer to the game. Don't just bet on your favorite athletes, start investing in them. Simply download Prediction Strike's new and easy to use app from the App Store or sign up at PredictionStrike.com to create an account. Use promo code SGPNPROP, then deposit funds to buy, sell, and hold shares of your favorite players, just like you would real stocks. The value of players will change based upon game performance and supply and demand, and you can trade your shares of players at any time, as long as the players isn't currently in a game. Sign up with promo code SGPNPROP to receive a free athlete share with your first deposit of $20 or more. And don't forget, the SGPN app is now live in the App Store and Google Play Store. The app gives you easy access to all of our picks and podcasts. And do us a favor, toss up an app review and download the SGPN app today. That'll bring us to the end of it. Rod, do you have one player prop there that you really like the best as maybe as a best bet or, you know, something that you would probably put a little more money on than the other ones?
I think out of all of them, I'm leaning more toward that Teddy Bridgewater over passing touchdowns.
Okay.
I think that could be the one that I have the most confidence in only because of basically what I had said before. I feel like that's, if anything, that is what we will see at the very least happen in this game. And those may be the only two touchdowns in the entire game. Who knows?
Yeah, we don't know. Yeah, especially with the Cleveland Browns offense. Oh, God, that feel bad for Browns fans. I mean, it seemed like they were turning around, but now your starting quarterback and your two running backs are going to be out for this game. But we've seen crazier things happen. I do like it. You know, you're giving out a player prop there over 1.5 plus 120 for Teddy Bridgewater passing touchdowns. For mine, I'm going to stick with Javonte Williams here. I'm going to go over the 46.5 rushing yards. Shop around for this number, guys, if you do have multiple outs. I am seeing a couple of 48.5 and 49.5. So make sure you're getting the best number there. But yeah, I think Javonte Williams is trending in the right direction. You know, I'm not going to go through all the stats again. We talked about Williams. You know, Rod also likes him to have a big game here. He also had rushing and receiving yards to go over his numbers. So hopefully he gets it done on the ground for the both of us. And we are in the winner's circle cashing tickets on Williams and also Teddy Bridgewater for the best bets for tomorrow night in this game between the Browns and the Broncos. That will do it for the Thursday night edition NFL PropCast show. Rod, again, thank you so much for joining me. You're always a blast to have on the show. Let the people know where they can find you on social media and what you're working on for SGPN, bud.
Absolutely. Find me on Twitter at RJ Villagomez. Of course, as always, listen to the Fantasy Football Podcast on the SGPN that is out on Tuesdays and on Thursdays. Well, Friday mornings, really. But yeah, make sure you catch us there. And then just find me all over the SGPN podcast website. I'm writing player props. I'm writing survivor pool picks. I'm writing Thursday night game stuff. Yeah, just got all kinds of stuff going on for the SGPN. So having a blast doing it. And thanks, Moonoff, for having me on the show again. Thanks, listeners, for wanting me back on the show.
Yes, sir. And like I said, Rod, one of the hardest working men of SGPN, can't keep track of what he's working on. So that's how much work he's putting in. But yeah, like Rod said, check out the Fantasy Football Podcast on SGPN. If you're not subscribed, I don't know what you're doing with your life. So make sure to check out these guys. They had a star-studded team over there, guys, dropping so much content every single week for fantasy football purposes. So like Rod said, he's also doing Survivor, your Survivor picks and pool articles over on the website at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. So make sure to subscribe to the Fantasy Football Podcast and listen to these guys. They're pumping out the content twice a week on their pods. Make sure to also subscribe to the PropCast here. We're starting NBA PropCast also. Jong and I did one on Monday night, which was released, I believe, on Monday night also, or Tuesday morning. But I'm off to a great start with the player props here. I had a great night on opening night for NBA. Dan and I will be back Friday, I believe, to talk about the Sunday games and player props there. So please make sure to subscribe to us. Make sure to subscribe to all the episodes and the podcast on sportsgamblingpodcast.com and the network. Till then, guys, hopefully we cash these player props for Thursday night. Till then, let's break the books off and let it ride.